Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Katina Miles of Skin Oasis Dermatology. Dr. Katina, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And before we jumped in, I want to read a little bit more about Dr. Katina so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Dr. Katina is a board certified dermatologist that practices medical, surgical, and cosmetic dermatology. She graduated from the Washington Hospital Center, Georgetown combined program in 2007. And she specializes in conditions that affect skin of color, such as acne, dark spots, and hair loss, specifically trained in detection and treatment of skincare. First to have M-Tone and the DMV founder and the medical director of Skin Oasis Dermatology established in 2014. Dr. Katina, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am.
Awesome. It's great to have you on the show again. And I wanted to kind of kick everything off with what I guess I would call the beginning. So could you take us through what I call your CEO story? We'll let you get started with your business.
So I started my office in 2014. Prior to that, after graduating from residency, I worked with two dermatologists for about 7 years, and I just learned from them, and I gleaned from them all the information on how to run a business. And then when I felt ready, then I ventured out on my own to start my own practice. It was always my dream to have my own office, and I stepped out on faith and did it.
Awesome. That's definitely great to hear. Were you like kind of, I guess, the kid that always kind of had like entrepreneurial ventures that are going on, or was this kind of like your first official thing that you did?
Yes. I remember not medical school, going all the way back to high school. I was that kid that had blow pops on their desk. So I always had some gig going on. Mm-hmm. Medical school, I had a couple of jobs when I was a resident. I had a couple of jobs. So I've always had multiple things going on. And I think I get that from my parents. My dad, he owns his own business, and it's just in the blood.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's definitely in the DNA. It's so funny, whenever I hear somebody say that, you know, I've always wanted to start a business, just trying to figure out exactly what it was, I say, I bet, you know, that's not the first thing that they started. They probably have that DNA within them.
Yep.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I know I touched on it a little bit when I read your bio, but I wanted to hear a little bit more about your business. Could you take us through Skin Oasis Dermatology and some of the things you're doing to support the clients you have?
So like you said, I concentrate in medical, cosmetic, and surgical dermatology. I really focus on skin of color, especially hair loss. Hair loss in African-American women has become an epidemic. And I'm also specially trained in skin cancer. As a resident, I did 2 years of research for melanoma, and so I'm a skin cancer specialist as well. My goal with my office is to give my patients very detailed information about the health of their skin. So I feel it's really important to educate. In undergrad, I was also a secondary education teacher. So my goal is to educate my patients. So with education, I feel that's power, and that will help people to take care of their skin better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it just says, you know, and write the same lines. I always say knowledge is power. So I think that, and I don't know if you found this, I feel like in this day and age, I feel like the consumer is so kind of has and wants to be informed and wants to be knowledgeable about those things. So I think when you have that, you know, secondary education background like you have, or that natural ability to want to empower the people that you work with, I think it really creates that awesome opportunity for business, but also for the clients that are being served as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a lot of miseducation out there now, or misinformation, I should say. You know, we're fighting YouTube and Dr. Google. Sometimes Dr. Google is right. Patients will come in and say, well, Google said this. And sometimes I say, well, I agree. And sometimes I do not agree. But especially with skincare, there's so many things on the internet that just incorrect. And so, you know, we have to fight and make sure we get correct information out there so people can protect themselves.
Yeah, and I would definitely say probably when we're talking about dermatology, it's not one of those things that, you know, you can, you know, take out an eraser and change that. I mean, those are really, I guess, impactful decisions that you're making. You want to make sure that you're making them as informed with the best information that you can have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for yourself or your business, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
What sets me apart? Again, I think that education piece mm-hmm. with my patients. And I like to develop a relationship with my patients. I have patients that come to see me, you know, especially again, I treat a lot of hair loss, and that's a journey. And so I'm in that journey with my patients. So I like to have empathy for my patients, again, develop a relationship, education. And, you know, I have five ladies that work at my office and we all work together. So I think the secret sauce is providing that family-like environment. So that way our patients can do really well and have successful outcomes.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And I don't know if you found this with your clients. I feel like, you know, when you're going through any, you know, traumatic experience or, you know, of course, when you're, you know, experiencing hair loss or anything that might happen, you feel like you're by yourself and you don't really know if you can reach out to anybody. And I think having that family experience, but also, of course, the empathy that you talked about helps, I imagine, people and your clients, people you work with, they probably even talk to, be able to feel like they're not alone, but even feel more equipped to be able to kind of handle whatever's going on.
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit. And I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
So I would say prayer. I think prayer is really important, knowing that there's a force greater than yourself and knowing what's the most important. Yes, I am a CEO. Yes, I am a doctor. Yes, I'm a wife. I'm a mother. You got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself because there's so many things that you're being pulled in so many directions. You have to have that foundation. And know, again, what's most important, which, of course, is going to be your loved ones and your family and staying grounded.
Yeah. And I think, too, it's so funny that you said that because all last year, my whole entire focus or my theme, I should say, was putting my oxygen mask on and trying to remind myself of that. And I think so many times, especially as, you know, CEOs, entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, husbands, wives, and, you know, so many people are sometimes pulling at us and need so much for us. I think we are at our best selves when we're able to kind of recognize that we also have to be served too. Our cup has to be full before we are, you know, serving as many others, and that just makes us more impactful.
Absolutely. You got to take care of yourself so that way you continue to be effective and to take care of everyone else. And that's really important. So that's my hack.
Yeah, I love that hack. And of course, reminding us as well too of what the most important thing is and having that prayer time and that opportunity to really give thanks to all the phenomenal things that we have before us. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what might you tell your younger business self?
It's okay to do it scared. A lot of times you'll make decisions and you just don't know if that is the correct decision, and it's okay to do it scared. So a lot of times you second guess yourself and that's okay, but have confidence that you have everything in you to do your best. So do it scared.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people say, you know, progress over perfection. And I think so many times we're trying to make sure everything's perfect and we don't necessarily know if we're capable of doing it. We kind of might experience imposter syndrome, so to speak. But I think you hit on a very, you know, solid point that the people that have been successful and often that we look up to and want to see be successful or have been the people that have done it scared. They have been the people that continue to take action and to move forward.
Yep. So that's my nugget there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Dr. Katina, what does being a CEO mean to you?
CEO is being a leader, feeling confident in your leadership, encouraging teamwork, and enabling your staff to be the CEO of their own position. So I think that's really important. You want to make sure that you invest in your employees and that you support them. And sometimes investing in employees means you have to fire them, believe it or not, because that may that your office or your organization may not be the best fit for them. And other times, investing in your employees is just giving them all the support that they need, providing educational opportunities, training. So that's what I believe. As a leader, you're a leader, you're an encourager, you want teamwork, you want to really lay out your goals so that everyone can work to one accord.
Yeah, and I love that perspective. And I think that as a leader, when you have that opportunity to really, give of yourself to, and give of your talents, as you said, you know, empower those people that are working with you. And I think that you hit on a point that I think that it is so huge, where sometimes it's not always having somebody work for you. Sometimes it's having that person that maybe could do their, you know, their talents or gifts, maybe not working as much in their talents and gifts in that current situation or their current position, allowing them to go away. And that is leadership in and of itself, because it allows everybody else to blossom, but also allows that that person an opportunity to potentially blossom elsewhere as well.
Yeah, so one of the things I learned, I've been in business for about 5 years now, and it was really hard at the beginning to say, I would realize this isn't a good fit, but I would just kind of keep trying. That brings down the morale of your organization. So you want to, if something's not working, you know, you got to come up with different ways to fix that, because that will bring down the rest of the organization.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's so funny that you say that, because I found that as well, too. Sometimes with even clients, it took me a while as well, too, to kind of understand that, you know, with clients or even with people on the team, I don't want to use the word perfect fit all the time, but you want to make sure that it's the best possible fit or as good a possible fit as possible. And even though you think that, you know, you might just be dealing with that person, a lot of times we carry a lot of that stuff on, those relationships, those things start to seep over, and it doesn't allow you to kind of reach your best self in so many other aspects of your life and business, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, definitely. Thank you for that reminder, Dr. Katina. And I appreciate all you're doing. I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional, if you can let our readers and listeners know, and then of course, how best they can hold of you and find out about all those awesome things your team's working on.
Well, we're located in Gambrose, Maryland, and my website is skinoasisderm.com. And again, our goal is to take care of everyone. If you have skin, I can take care of you. So that's all ages. And I tell everyone, you want to make sure you check your skin once a month. Make sure there's nothing growing or changing. If you do see something on your skin that's growing or changing, have it checked out. If there's, again, I'm a hair loss specialist. If you notice hair loss, don't wait. Get it checked out. There's a number of medical reasons that can contribute to hair loss. So you want to have that evaluated. And just, you know, overall wellness. I'm a big fan of people taking care of their overall health. So that's getting enough sleep, eating correctly, drinking water, exercise. So all of those things will help to make you better overall and help with the health of your skin.
Definitely. I truly appreciate, you know, that reminder and people that, and I know you mentioned, like, as far as like checking your skin, is just seeing if there's any irregularities that you might have in what you see. But is it also too that, I guess, those things can manifest if there's certain things maybe going on in your health, maybe not directly related? Does that happen as well too?
Yes. That's one of the things that kind of drew me to dermatology. Mm-hmm. If you have diabetes, that's something we can see on the skin. If there is cancer, sometimes we can see that on the skin. If your liver isn't working correctly, those are all things that we can see on the skin. So even though we think of the skin as superficial, we think more of cosmetic things, there's a lot of medical, it tells us what's going on inside. Mm-hmm. So I think we can't ignore the skin. It's the largest organ of the body and it's very important. So we got to take care of it.
Well, awesome. I truly appreciate, you know, obviously the work that you do, the time you took today, but definitely reminding us of that. Because I think so many times, especially, you know, the busy, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners that might be listening to this show too, sometimes we're go, go, go all the time. And we're not actually checking in and paying attention to those things and making sure that we're proactive about our health. And if something doesn't seem right or isn't consistent with how it has been, to make sure to lean on and reach out to professionals like yourself. So I truly appreciate that. And we will have the links and information in the show notes as well too, so that everybody can follow up with you, contact you, and make sure that we're all in the right place. So I appreciate that. And I hope you have a great rest of the day.
You too. You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.